Charles, and you're listening to Charles's Burning Question.
Something that keeps bugging me is something that happens a lot of times walking into bathrooms that are used by people other than just myself. And it generally revolves around the toilet seat. My main problem with toilet seats is that people don't seem to be able to take care of them. And when I say that, I don't mean, oh, the toilet seat is cracked and nobody said anything about it. No. I am not talking about a cracked toilet seat, because no one really cracks a toilet seat, and if they do, they're pretty fast to get that resolved. Otherwise, it will be a literal pain in the backside. My issue with these toilet seats is that people either do one of two things, or, in a lot of scenarios, and I still cannot figure out how this happens, they do both. They go and they manage somehow to do their business on the toilet seat, almost as if they missed the bowl entirely and just hit the seat. Or the other thing is leave the damn thing up. And I just don't understand why these people insist on being so inconsiderate and just going on top of the toilet seat. It's obnoxious. And when I say it's obnoxious, I mean on two levels. First, if you do your business on the toilet seat, the next time someone goes and sits down, especially if they decide not to pay attention, the moment they try and get up, there will be this wonderful little feeling of, I'm getting up. But the toilet seat is still attached to my behind. What is going on with that? And to be honest, no one, not even my worst enemies, should have to deal with that. I mean, that is just the most disturbing thing to have to go and sit down on. And people thought thumbtacks were bad. And the other issue I had was with people leaving toilet seats up. In some respects, personally, I'd rather have people leave the toilet seat up than do their business on the seat. But in a perfect world, and men, if you're thinking about getting married to a woman, you might want to pay close attention to this. You make sure that the seat is clean and that the seat and lid stay down. This is called courtesy. This is also called making your spouse happy, which can be very important. So why on earth am I bringing this up? Well, let me think about this for a couple seconds. First, just some things are very uncomfortable. And the other thing is just, it makes it more convenient for everyone if the seat is just left down when it's not being used. Because some people are going to assume the seat's down, or be in a rush, they're going to sit down and find that there's no seat there, and smoosh! Oh. Now they have a bigger problem, and it's all thanks to the last person. I always find this funny, how there can be 99 super considerate, super respectful people, But that 99 is out of 100. And the 100th person is the one who always seems to be inconsiderate of everyone and everything. That person is the one who makes everyone else's life a living and miserable hell. Now, let me think, why would people do this? Well, first of all, for guys at least, if 90% of the time you're standing up, then maybe it is more convenient to leave the seat up. Maybe it's more, and convenience is a reason for doing a lot of things. It's a reason why we do online shopping. It's a reason why we try not to get out of bed when the alarm clock goes off. And convenience is also why we want our phone batteries to go and last all day and charge in an hour. Humans are centered around convenience, and the toilet seat being up is just another example of wanting convenience. That's all it is, folks. It's men needing a little extra convenience in their life. Women, on the other hand, find that very inconvenient. And 100% of the time, they find no use in having the seat up. None whatsoever. None, nada, zip, zilch, and zero. And that's the same reason why you have these little surprises on the seats. And little surprises that end up being on the seat, all over the seat, can make a public restroom essentially unusable. And if you're in an emergency, then God help you, because you have to choose one of two unpleasant things. You either find another bathroom, or you bite your tongue and sit down on the slop. At that point, I don't know which one I'd choose. But I hope never to get to that point, because I hope people will actually start to give a damn about others. But when on earth has that actually happened? When have people decided to put a little bit of inconvenience into their lives to make someone else's just a little bit better? It doesn't seem to happen often. It's annoying as all hell, but it doesn't seem to happen often. And every single complaint I think a human can come up with is an inconvenience to themselves. That's what complaints are. Complaints are inconveniences. That's what I am talking about right now. My complaints are inconveniences to me. And to very likely a lot of other people. So, welcome to humanity, complainers and people who need everything to be convenient for them. Think about it. I can guarantee you there's some place in your life where you are definitely concerned with things being convenient. Not necessarily for anyone else, but just for you. So, with all that being said, I hope this episode wasn't a flush for anyone else, and I hope that you all don't mind my potty talk today, but this is just something that's been burning a hole through my mind, and I can't stand it. I cannot physically stand it.
That was Season 1, Episode 2 of Charles's Burning Question.
Congratulations, you made it through the whole thing. If you haven't had enough of me already, though, you can visit anchor.fm/burningquestion, and from there you'll be able to view content, visit my website, and even send me your burning questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you'll be notified the moment the next episode becomes available. You may have noticed that this episode had a little bit more echo in it. Unfortunately, it was not recorded in an ideal location, and re-recording would have caused a loss in the originality of the episode's content. I apologize if any of your ears got injured in the listening of this episode, and next episode will be recorded in a better spot. Despite the spacing so far in the episodes of Charles's Burning Question, future episodes will be released every Sunday.